Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Had a whole bunch of people send me this story. I'll get you their names at the end. But a former dispatcher is accused of refusing to return $1.2 million that ain't hers. So NBC4 Washington reported this, as did many other people. But a former sheriff's dispatcher from outside New Orleans was arrested for refusing to return more than $1.2 million that was mistakenly placed in her securities account, according to officials. She was detained Wednesday, and apparently they are charging her with more than $25,000 in theft, bank fraud, and illegal money transfers, according to NOLA.com and WVUE-TV. She was reportedly dismissed by the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office after being arrested. The more than $25,000, by the way, is just simply a threshold. There's different levels of crimes, grand this and petty that. And $1.2 million is simply more than $25,000. There's your math for today. She's being held at the Jefferson Parish Correction Center with a $50,000 deposit, it says here. I'm not sure if that's what they really call it, a deposit. It was unclear if she had an attorney yet. Authorities said she was accused of quickly transferring the money to another account and then using some of the money to buy a new car or house. A new car or house. Huh. Authorities said a typo was at the root of this for a major financial services firm where she had her account, and they had deposited more than $1.2 million into the securities account when they intended to send $82. This happened back in February. And so somebody fat-fingered 82 into 1.2 million. Seems a little more difficult to do, but you never know. According to the sheriff's office, when the bank tried to get the money back, the request was denied because the money was no longer there. The sheriff's office later said it was discovered that she had transferred the funds to another account. A sheriff's spokesperson said the money was credited to her account, but it's not her money. That's the operative quote here. It's not her money. Now, I did a story a while back, I told a story, about one that I knew of, where somebody had money put in their account, and it was there for so long, and they thought they knew where it came from. They spent it, and it turns out they got to do that. But there's two things there. One was the length of time it was in the account, and two was that the good faith belief that the money was theirs. And so this can vary from state to state, but this is different, because what I was talking about in my case was a bank, and banks have their own rules. This is apparently a financial company, a financial services firm. And when you open up an account with one of these, you sign a contract. You actually sign a contract. And that contract has terms in it that say specifically, if we accidentally put money in your account, you got to give it back to us. You don't get to keep it. So the existence of that contract is what changes this case dramatically from one where they accidentally put money in your account at the bank. So again, it's not her money. So he added, she doesn't have a legal claim for that money. Even if I put it in by mistake, it was an accounting mistake. So now, the company is Charles Schwab. Charles Schwab sued the woman in federal court on Tuesday. According to the sheriff's office, the company tried several times to contact her to get the money back, but they failed. And so far, he added, about 75% of the money has been recovered. So they did get back much of it. Much of it, but some of it's still missing, with which she bought a car or a house. The reason I'm laughing is that you'd think they would know if she bought a car and a house, a car, a house, you know. So in the proceedings, the company alleged that Schwab's account agreement includes an agreement that if a customer receives an overpayment of funds, the customer must return the full amount. The sheriff says, hey, look, if you accidentally overpaid your utility bill by putting a couple extra zeros in the end, you'd want the money back, right? I mean, you know, mistakes do happen. So he also said that the dispatcher had been at the sheriff's office 911 center for 4.5 years. So $1.2 million. And the charges are theft, bank fraud, and illegal money transfers. And this is the kind of thing where, you know, there have been stories. You know, there's the famous story where the bags of money fell off an armored truck, and they wound up making a movie about it with John Cusack. And people see the money or the big number in their account or whatever, and they think themselves, like, they must think themselves, like, it's not mine, but this is an opportunity. I have access to money. unlike any money I've ever had access to before, $1.2 million. And so quickly transfer the money out and start buying stuff with it. How long do you think it'll take them to figure that out? And then do you really think that once they figure it out, they say, oh, well, you know something? Chalk it up to a mistake we made. Yeah, you can keep it. It's not how it works. It's not how it works. And I think I may have even mentioned this. Not too long ago, I went online and was checking my own bank accounts. And I had one account that was wacky. It was way, like, some money had been put into it that was clearly not out. And I hadn't done it. I didn't go to the bank last night. Overnight, a bunch of money got put in my account. And I thought to myself, well, if it doesn't get corrected shortly, I'll call the bank. Around noon, I logged in and it had been corrected. So things like that do happen. They do happen. The $1.2 million seems odd. But I've heard of stories and I've talked to people. I've known people who worked in banks. And, you know, your bank account number, okay, it's this long string of numbers. And, you know, I used to have all the good ones memorized. I knew the one account I used the most. I had the numbers memorized so I could walk in if I wanted to. And just you know. But I often keep a little piece of paper in my wallet or something that's got the numbers on it. In a way that if you found my wallet, you couldn't figure out what bank it went to. Someone's going to say, Steve, that's the piece of paper you should never carry in your wallet. But as you can imagine, you fill the form out and you slide it across the counter to the teller, and the teller types in the information to pull up your account. And you hope that they double check everything. But I've been there before and there's a long line and people are rushing and so on. And also, like my handwriting is bad. Now, I will try really, really hard to be very, very careful and make the zeros good. And I usually cross my sevens, old school, and my ones, and I make sure my fours don't look like nines, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, if you saw my chicken scratch, like my chicken scratch right there, if you saw my chicken scratch, you'd go, wow, I'm surprised anyone could read that. Like, Steve, you almost qualify for federal funding to get that fixed. But these things can happen. Now, I've always wondered if there must be different safety measures in place for banks to, you know, reconcile their accounts and so on. But if you deposited $1.2 million into your account, wouldn't you go home and check to make sure that it pops up in your account? And if it doesn't pop up in your account, wouldn't you make a phone call and say, hey, I just deposited $1.2 million and it's not there? I suspect this also could have been done online entirely in the first place. Person goes online and transfers in $1.2 million. And you'd think they would notice if it didn't show up in their account. But again, I do not have a Charles Schwab account. I don't know exactly which type of account this is. I don't know if the money was put in by the person with a human being or done over the internet. I don't know. But the upshot is that the woman had $1.2 million deposited into her Schwab account. She spotted it and she very quickly moved it out of the account. And one of the interesting things is I get asked all the time, Steve, you talk about somebody gets in trouble for something. How do you prove what somebody was thinking? How do you prove what somebody was thinking? If your intent, your state of mind is an element of a crime, how do you prove what somebody is thinking? And well, you can't prove their thoughts, but you can see how they act. And how people act demonstrates what they're thinking quite often. So when this money shows up in her account and she immediately transfers it out. Now, what would you do if you had a Charles Schwab account and $1.2 million laying around? You'd put the money in the account. So the fact that it gets put in and she yanks it out immediately would suggest that she did that knowing it didn't belong there and knowing that if she left it there, it would go back to where it came from. And she didn't want that to happen. So by taking it and transferring it quickly, people could draw the conclusion, and notice I said the word could, people could draw the conclusion that she knew it was wrong to do it, okay? And the fact she runs out and buys a house or a car, a new car, is interesting, but the fact that she yanked it out that quickly, and also the fact that she didn't respond when they tried to contact her and said, hey, you got some money, you got to give it back. As you can imagine, if they'd accidentally withdrawn money from her account and she was trying to call them, she'd get through to them pretty quickly. For some odd reason, they can't get through to her. So it's a weird story, but we'll have to see what happens because, you know, if she bought stuff with that money, they might be able to take that stuff and dispose of it and get most of the money back. But I have a sneaky feeling the biggest problem she's got right now is she's 33 years old and she's charged with theft of more than $25,000, bank fraud, and illegal money transfers. And much of it is pretty straightforward to document. And it's going to be very hard for her to make the argument that, oh, I thought that money was mine. I thought I got a $1.2 million bonus at my dispatcher job, which I don't think that happens either. So there you go. NBC4 Washington reports that former dispatcher accused of refusing to return more than $1.2 million accidentally deposited into her Charles Schwab account, sent to me by Daniel, David, Caleb, Keith, Brett, Steve, not me, and Stephen. Also not me or him because he spells it with a PH. Questions or comments from below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Don't spoil what you have by desiring what you don't have. Remember that what you have now was once among the things you could only hope for.